Good morning and welcome to another SGR Coffee Break. This is number 7. If we make it one more week, we can call this like an official thing.
No, I think we got to get to 10 before we can call it an official thing.
See, we discussed this like 2 episodes ago. I said if we got to 8, we could actually say it is a thing.
Well, I'm the EIC and I say 10.
Oh, your minions don't give a shit. We're going to call it a thing at number 8.
Figures. I have no authority, even on my own website. That's okay.
You don't.
Oh, happy February. I can't believe January's already gone. Where the hell did that go? Seriously.
Yeah, it's been a really fast year already.
Maybe it's because no games released in January, really? Except for, I guess, near the end, like, we had Dying Light, but January was pretty bleak, which is good. Because, Stack of Shame and all that.
Shit. I haven't even touched my Stack of Shame. I look at it, and it curses me, and then I say, you're not.
And you play more Elite Dangerous?
Hey, I'm just going to mine for an hour. 6 hours later, I should probably stop.
Oh, wait till we get to my Dragon Age talk later. But let's talk about what we're excited about for February, because... Actually, I was looking at the list, and my boss and I were saying, like, well, February, March, they don't seem as packed as they once were, and it's because we realized that things got delayed out. Like, Mortal Kombat got pushed out, and The Witcher 3 got pushed out, which I'm actually kind of happy, because that means I can concentrate more in February. But there's still a lot of good stuff coming out in February, so what are you most excited about?
I had to go and... I looked at Metacritic because I was like, I don't even know what's really coming out in February. And then I realized I was making a big mistake because Homeworld hype! Yay!
Yes, Homeworld's coming out February 25th.
That reminds me, I need to load up Steam because I will be part of the problem and pre-order that game. Yep, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give them my money with no fucks being given because Homeworld wrecked me back in the day, so I'm really looking forward to this remaster.
I'm going to see if I get a review copy. I'm not counting on it, but I'm going to wait and see. And if I don't, I'll most likely buy it, because I had so much fun with that in PAX South.
Yeah, this is like one of the original space strategy kind of games, back where you're controlling ships and all of that, not like StarCrafty thing. But man, when this game came out, it just destroyed my nights. Pretty much consumed me. So I'm really... I watched the trailer of it, and I liked the visuals that they did. It sounds like they added in some pretty good enhancements. So, yeah, I am totally hyped for this game. Re-release, whatever you want to call it.
Remastered, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So are you going to play any multiplayer, or are you just going to sit there and just wreak havoc against the CPU and play the story?
I figured I would pull a Ross for the first week and just watch the intro.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I'll probably get reinitiated into it. I'll probably just play by my just do the CPU thing first and probably do. I'm hoping they have that switch like they did with the Halo 2 remaster, where you can just go back and forth.
I believe you can.
That would make me so happy. I don't know why. It's like, because back in the day, it was all about your polygon count. It wasn't so much about the textures and all that other stuff. And now it's like textures, and we get all hyped for that. So,
particle effects.
Forget the particle effects. The anti-aliasing, screen tearing. Right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But,
Do you just want to, do what I did with Halo 2 and play it and be like, what? This could look so bad. Hit the button. Better. Go back.
Just want to just stick that hot knife in there just a little bit. Just remember, it's always good to remember where we came from,
The polygon era. Yeah, like I said last week, they showed it side by side, so I was like, polygons, textures. Polygons, textures.
So, I don't make any guarantees that Homeworld's going to pull me away from Elite Dangerous, but...
I would be shocked if it did.
Yeah, I would too. But you know, that's the big one that I'm really looking forward to. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the Order 1886.
Yeah, it's still just. I hope it's
I
good.
know.
Just
I
is it?
know a lot of people are really down on it, and I don't know exactly why they're down on it. Like, the executive editor at Game Revolution told me, he's like, "Carrie, it's gonna be complete shit," which, to me, don't stomp on my dreams, man. But what I'm thinking, what he says is complete crap, is the gameplay. And I'm a story gamer, so the gameplay has to be just broken and flat out horrible for me to call a game complete crap. I mean, obviously, I am going to be reviewing it, so of course, yes, I'm going to look at the gameplay, and maybe it won't get like an extremely high score because the gameplay is awful. But there's also the chance that the gameplay is not bad, it's just not new or innovative. And you know, honestly, as long as it works and it's solid, like look at Shadow of Mordor. Nothing in that was innovative. That was Assassin's Creed combined with Batman Arkham Asylum. But it was done very well. So yes, no, it wasn't innovative, but it was flawless mechanics. Like, never once felt cheap. There was no lag. It was executed very, very well. So if it does that, you know, I'll be happy. But every single trailer gets me excited because it just looks so beautiful. I've been excited about this game since they first announced it. But I love alternate history stuff too. So this whole I loved Resistance, even though it scared the crap out of me. Just the whole idea of the alternate history and the steampunk and the Victorian London, it just has all these elements that just all come in together. And hopefully, some of the things I've seen, it's been like a little horror-esque, but hopefully it's not too horror-esque that I, you know, nope out of there, which would make me all sad because I've been really looking forward to it. But that's my big one for this month. So I have hopes. I have hopes and dreams, man. I don't want to be like Blake and be like, "Oh my God, it's the best thing ever." But
Please don't do that.
no, but
And I totally just heard that in my head again.
but as long as I'm like, yeah, it's a fun game, like Assassin's Creed Unity. It's a fun game. Good story, fun game. I'm good. It's really all I need.
So, one that I'll bring up one that maybe we could both be excited for at the same
Oh.
time. The Majora's Mask 3D releasing on 3DS.
Yes, I was not counting on that releasing so early.
Yeah,
So,
I thought it was a March game. Apparently it's February 13th.
yes, I'll be getting my collector's editions next week, which is kind of crazy to think about. Yeah, I've never played Majora's Mask. Never played it, never tried it. I have it because it came on my little Legend of Zelda collector's edition disc that I got with the GameCube, because thanks to Nintendo Power subscription incentives. So I've had it, but I've just never played it. I've been told it's one of those real niche Zelda games.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good time. I enjoyed it. It's just not one of my favorite Zeldas, so.
Am a little worried about the timer. I know it has, how much that affects the game. But
Mean, decent game is decent, so.
decent game is decent? Okay, well, that's really all I can ask for, decent game being decent.
It's Zelda, so you got some pretty good dungeon crawling going on, and story's okay. If I remember correctly, this also brings in that fucking little fairy
Oh,
thing.
Navi.
Yeah, fuck her.
Is
Hey,
it
Ethan!
going to blow me away like Link Between Worlds did?
No, this.
Okay.
No. But that's my own personal opinion because, let's face it, I loved a Link. The Super Nintendo one, which is totally slipping my head right now. Freaking.
A link to the past.
Yes, that. Thanks.
You're
Told
welcome.
you I was exhausted. So, I mean, that was really good, and that was one of the first times in a long time I've went back and like I was gonna play it again. So actually I want to play it now, so but I mean a lot of people really enjoyed it because it was one of the first, big solid N64 Zeldas. And it was, I think, if I remember correctly, Majora's Mask was the very first one that Link went all 3D like, so.
No, Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, okay, so it's the second one.
Yeah, because Majora's Mask is actually a direct sequel to Ocarina of Time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I liked it. I liked it enough back in the day. I got the gold cartridge for it, so. And
Ooh,
yeah, and then I
fancy.
sold off my 64, so I no longer have my coveted gold cartridges anymore, but.
Now, did you pre-order the coveted gold new 3DS?
No.
I did not either.
I debated on it, but the it wasn't because it was scary. It just like, you know, when I got my Zelda DS, no, 3DS, whichever, the one that I got a couple years ago, that was really nice. Like, it looked really nice. It was all black, had the nice, like, gold embroidery and all that kind of stuff. Really like that one. I like the Wii U Zelda, so I got that one because I like the Wii pad and what they did with that. This one, I couldn't get behind it. I just, the whole
Yeah, I was kind
face
of the same
thing.
way. Well, I mean, maybe if Majora's Mask was my favorite Zelda ever, I could have gone into it. But the one reason why I really like my Link Between Worlds 3DS XL was because it's such a simple design. Like it's, gold on top, black bottom, Triforce on top, the upside down, the low rule Triforce on the bottom. And so it's just very simple. It's like, this is clearly Zelda, whereas Majora's Mask, like, no, this is not Zelda, this is Majora's Mask. And if they ever came out with a Zelda new 3DS that was just simply Zelda, like your original 3DS or my 3DS XL. See, this is why things are confusing Nintendo. Here I'm saying, his 3DS, my 3DS XL, and then there's a new 3DS XL. Yeah, okay. Maybe I could get a little more behind it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping that the new 3DS XL we see I really there's a part of me that really wants like a Metroid themed 3DS XL, new 3DS XL. 'Cause like I have the Mario DSi, the 25th anniversary of that. I have the Zelda 3DS DS whatever it is. I forget it's upstairs and up, you know. I have a Pokemon 3DS XL, not the new 3DS XL, the i3DS XL. And really, I just feel like I want a Metroid theme something because that would just kind of encompass, you know, my childhood in a great little bubble.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
I don't think it is either, but one can wish.
One
It just,
can wish.
they could do so much with it, you know, like more than just Samus. You have the ship, you have all the great worlds, you had Ridley, you have Mother Brain. I really wish we would see something if Nintendo come out in a nice Metroid theme.
Think the only way they're gonna do that is if they come out with a new Metroid game for the 3DS. Now, one thing that could be cool, I don't think they'll do this either, but they really want to, market out that designer or themed, I guess, new 3DS if they did, if they had a Smash Brothers bundle and they had different color 3DSs with different fighters on them. So you get your Metroid that way.
That'd be kind of, yeah, I could get behind that.
I don't think that's going to happen either, but it's pretty to think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I'm looking at the Zelda Majora's Mask 3DS XL, new 3DS XL.
Yeah.
Still just,
Yes,
I mean,
like I know it's sold out and I'm not disappointed, which is good. I'm glad because that would mean I probably have buyer's regret.
yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like what they like. It kind of looks like it's hand drawn on there with a pencil, but it just, yeah. And it's, I mean, it's gold. So if you haven't actually looked at this new Zelda 3DS XL, you can go to Amazon and look at it and kind of go around it. I do like that they did the gold thing. I do like the fact that it's, you know, it's black on the inside and all that other stuff, but eh.
Yeah,
Eh.
that's kind of how I feel about it. So hopefully what you're playing is not meh.
Oh,
Or is it?
yeah, well, let's face it, Elite Dangerous will never be meh to me. So, you know. So I'm still playing that a lot. I did take some breakage in there. I ordered some new headphones for my PS4. So that actually
Awesome.
had like the headphones and the microphone jack in it, so I didn't have to use the stupid one that came with Sony. And apparently, I tested it out, my iPod headphones, and found out that the ones that I was using was broke. But I went downstairs and found like an ancient pair before they did the redesign of the earbuds,
Oh, cool.
and tested those and found out that it was really my headphones. So I ordered up a new pair of headphones that were much better than the Apple earbuds that I had from way back in the day. And so I play some Destiny just to test that out and see how well that it was working. And I'm still working on Infamous First Light because I really want to finish this before I dive into Dying Light. So this is just, it's fun to be in the world and it's kind of fun to play around with somebody with different powers and but there's it's just not as enthralling as Infamous Second Son. So
Nope.
it's I mean it's nice to get some backstory on Fetch, but it's just kind of, I don't know, it just doesn't have that gusto to pull me in. So
No. I would skip the side quests if I were you, like all the extra collectibles and stuff. You really don't need them.
I did most of those. I did all the races. I collected all the little shardy things that were hanging out in the sky.
Of course you did the races. The one things like that I absolutely hated.
I was happy to be done with them actually, because I didn't like how I didn't it, playing a racing game, you know where you're going, right? Like you race the track and away you go. Unless you had to follow that stupid little floaty shard thing, and it would like go straight, then it'd veer to the left real quick, and you're like, no, you're whatever. So I was glad to be done with those. Actually enjoyed the jumping challenges of trying to jump around and get all the little floating shards. And I apparently haven't progressed the story enough to find out what the last little collectible doohickey thing that you're supposed to be doing in there, because they're all my districts show like I am 3% away from completing all of them. So
Have you gotten the where she does the neon drawings?
oh yeah, I did all those too.
Okay.
Which
Then I don't remember what else there is.
I like the spray painting better. Because at least that you held the controller sideways and then you could kind of move it around. It seemed like it
Yeah.
worked better. This one, it's like you hold it. It's like the controls on that are just terrible.
Yeah, they weren't as good, but at least with that, they actually had her do the tagging, in the full game. Otherwise, I would totally would have accused them of shoehorning that little mini game in there. 'Cause, yeah,
Although
I
I will
don't
say,
remember what the other mini game is. There's one other thing, and I don't remember what it is. I really don't remember, huh? Shows how much that game stuck with me.
it's yeah. All right, Carrie, break us down into your addiction.
Oh man, so I've been doing nothing but Dragon Age Inquisition because the addiction is real, man. The addiction is real. Last night I was like, I'll play for a couple of hours and I'm gonna go to bed because I really want to read my book because I'm reading a really good book, which is also Dragon Age based. But let's not judge me right now.
Well, I'm over judging. We are all judging at this current moment.
So I played last night for 4 hours and all I did was explore the Storm Coast. Did not progress the story. I did nothing but explore the Storm Coast.
So you're
Got
not
all the
taking
little
houses at
collectibles. Did all the side quests that I could until I realized like I'm not powerful enough to do some of these. Yeah, the addiction is real, man. The addiction is real. And I'm actually now to the point where I have to progress the story because I can't do anything else on the war table. I can't reach some of these collectibles because dragons are guarding him and I'm not powerful enough yet, and some of the side quests I'm not powerful enough yet. Like as in you walk into a room and everybody dies. Like almost instantly because they just like cast fire and well, okay, well I guess we can't do this just yet. So like I have to progress the story and like I don't want to, I'm just having too much fun with the world. It's crazy. The addiction is real.
So you're totally blowing off Ross's advice.
Ross doesn't understand me. He doesn't understand my need to be overpowered and to kill enemies by sneezing on them. I know he likes the strategy and the tactics and getting all his potions in a row. Nope, I am totally like, no, you do all these side quests so that you're so powerful, you get to the final boss, you sneeze on him, and move on. I know I'm having fun, Ron, but this is.
You're playing your game wrong.
Yeah, well, I'll accept it. I'm good.
I mean, really, can you play a game wrong? I guess if you're playing like League of Legends, you can play it wrong and you're told to go kill yourself, but I
Oh,
mean,
I can
really.
guarantee I can play some League of Legends wrong.
I'm sure you and I both can, so.
It'd be really fun is maybe like next Extra Life, the three of us get together on a team with Ross, and what the game is who he ejects from his team first.
Oh, we could run like a little pool, have a little prize at the
I kind of think this needs to happen.
Oh, I do too. I'm liking this idea. We shall make it happen.
So maybe next week, maybe I'll have some other things played because I need to be reviewing something. I just never got a review copy, and that's fine. I'll purchase it. It's Life is Strange, Square Enix's
Yeah,
episodic.
I just saw this. I jumped on Steam yesterday, and they are. I think the first episode is out right
Yeah,
now.
the first episode came out Friday. I mean, I like episodic stuff. I mean, I'd be still playing what's that game? The Walking Dead season 6. I really enjoyed the first one, except that the first one made me cry so much and it gave me horrible nightmares because I'm a big baby. But I really loved Wolf Among Us, even though I knew nothing about it going into it. And I went on ahead and got the season pass for the Border Tales from Borderlands. And I'll just wait till that's all done and I'll play that all at once. And see what else have I. Oh, I mean, even though like I'm kind of done with Game of Thrones, I've read the books, getting kind of tired of the books. I haven't watched the TV show because I'm one of those annoying people that if things aren't verbatim to how the book goes, I get really annoyed. So I haven't watched that. Well, not only that, but what happens in the books is horrible enough. I don't need to see that on the screen. I'm really good. I really am. My imagination has done that for me. But I am interested in the episodic game. Because I'm just curious, like, just a little a separate family outside of it all. And I think that could be interesting because Telltale just does great things. I know this is not Telltale, but I kind of like that whole idea of the episodic story.
Yeah, I was. I'm pretty. I'm waiting for them to just push it all out, and then there's that whole aspect of it's on Steam. So do I wait for the Steam sale or do I just snag it, when it comes out? So
Right. Well, at least wait and hear what I think about it, because it could be just awful.
I can do that.
Oh. Well, this podcast is not awful, so people should continue to listen to it. And people need to comment on this post so they can tell us like what they want us to talk about, because sometimes it's really hard to come up with topics about strategy guides, I have to admit. If you have any questions for us, you can always ask us questions and we'll do our best to answer. You can check out our other podcast, which is the Evilcast at Games Are Evil. Chris was not on it last week, but if you listen to our SGR podcast, you pretty much got everything on that anyway because the whole Pac South thing I had to rehash all over again, but this time with all of Blake's bad jokes. And then you can follow each of us on Twitter. Chris is at Starvin. That's Starvin with an EN. I am at Crunchy Chocobo, and Strategy Guide Reviews is at Strategy Reviews. And of course, we ask that you keep on reading SGR. We've been getting some reviews up. I just sent Chris his Dying Light strategy guide last
Yay.
night. So we're getting into strategy guide season, so it should be good.
Yay.
I'm hoping. Fingers crossed. So, all right. So check you guys out next week. Have your coffee.
Peace.